It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. It is Birds of the Half, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio live today at Chickies. An hour from now, Ike Reese will sit down with us later tonight. We'll be guest bartending at 6 o'clock. All the proceeds today for the Travis Mannion Foundation.
Slinging drinks.
Come on out. It's a great day as we talk about an Eagles team that is now 8-2. And don't forget, tailgate at Terminal E tomorrow morning at 7:30 a.m. Join Elliott Shore Parks at the Chickies in Terminal E of the airport and get your free Bud Light Eagles shirts while supplies last. Speaking of Elliott Shore Parks, he's with us now for the 12 o'clock hour. So you going from here to Chickies, to Terminal E tomorrow. You're busy.
Yeah, going to the Eagles later today, too. So I'll be back also at 3 o'clock. Busy day. But you know what? It's a lot better to talk about this team than it was 6 weeks ago. So I'm happy to do it. Yeah,
yeah, it stunk then. I would have said I'd be shocked if we're sitting here on six straight wins, you know, six weeks ago. But here we are. Before we get to all the main stuff here, we do have some breaking news we need to react to.
94 WIP breaking news.
All right, Elliot, just as you sat down, we got the news that Bryce Huff is heading for a procedure on his wrist. So it sounds like some sort of wrist surgery for Bryce Huff, which, you know, he's been dealing with something, they've told us, for 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And now going for a procedure. It was kind of unclear if it means he's out for the season. I guess there's a window for him to make it back.
So he's not out for the season. I think he will play again this year. It reminds me a little bit, obviously, different situations. But if you remember last year, towards the end of the season, Darius Slay got a procedure on his knee, and he was able to come back. And Slay says this season that he's a much better player because of it. Now, Bryce Huff, obviously a little different with a wrist. Having talked to Bryce over the past few weeks, I definitely think the wrist was impacting his play, and I think the Eagles believe that as well. But everyone that just is going to say this is no big deal, who cares, Bryce Huff isn't that good. I mean, this isn't good news for the Eagles. The defense is gelling. They're all figuring out their roles. Bryce Huff is playing on a lot of the third downs. And Bryce Huff has been a lot better since the bye than he was prior to the season. So I think it's good he's getting it done for his health and so he can be a better player. But this is a loss for the Eagles defense.
Yeah, you're talking about the rotation. As far as the rotation is concerned, not having those 10 to 15 snaps that he took.
Yeah, so 14 in the last game.
But the thing is, though, the 14 snaps he's playing are important snaps.
Like, no question.
He was out there, I think, out of the 14 snaps last week, 10 of them were third downs. And Jalix Hunt, who I think it's a win for the Eagles that he can even play at this point. Like, he is a rookie that was viewed as a project. Jalix Hunt can't rush the passer yet. Certainly not as well as Bryce Huff. So Jalix Hunt's better against the run right now. But, you know, big third down, passing down. Yeah, you want Bryce Huff. So not great for the Eagles defense that's been playing so well recently.
But is it a big deal? I mean, never when you have a player that's part of
the
rotation.
Do you think third downs are a big deal?
They are, but I don't think he's making much of an impact on third downs. How many sacks does he have this year?
Not a ton of sacks.
That was a little snarky.
Well, I mean,
it's Birds at the bye.
If they look, there's like, I don't know, 20 players that could go down that feel like I'd be more worried than Bryce Huff. They've reduced his importance here.
I agree with that. The defense is playing well. They're all like learning their roles. They're gelling. I just don't think losing him is a positive. Like, it's not
beneficial.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, I'm playing, who cares? And he was playing big downs for this team, and he was, you know, playing 10 of them a game. So, I think if he comes back from the wrist injury and he plays better, then it's a positive. But Jalix Hunt is not as good as Bryce Huff right now.
So do you think we get more Hunt snaps, or do we just increase the snaps of the guys that maybe weren't out there as much on the third down?
No, I think you'll see an increase in snaps for other people just because, again, his role was rushing the passer. Jalix Hunt, I don't think, is there yet. I think he could get there. I think he's a very promising edge rusher. But I think instead you'll see more snaps for Nolan Smith, more snaps for Brandon Graham. And you'll see Jalix Hunt out there predominantly against the run.
Yeah, Nolan was at 50% last week. It feels like he could be in the 60% range, right? We could see more of him. And I'm okay with that. I feel like Nolan to me is showing some real progress this season.
Yeah, he's been much better. And I think, you know, Vic Fangio talked about this earlier in the week, and I think it's shown up on tape, that when Nolan Smith came into the league, he was a speed, like finesse edge rusher. I think he's starting to become more of an effective rusher with power. And when you're a finesse rusher and you're getting around the edge, that's all well and good, but you have to have moves to go to counter. And now that he is stronger, he's been in the NFL for a year, I think you're seeing he's more able to push offensive tackles back. And as a result, he's doing better. He's always been good against the run. Like, he's been a good run defender all year. But now that he's better against the pass and he has more tools to work with, he's definitely an effective player for them.
Yeah, I think it was the Giants game. He, like, jacked up one of the tackles and then got a sack. That I never saw him do last year. All right, Elliot with us for the 1 o'clock hour. We'll get back to all your phone calls here. 215-592-9494. It is Birds at the Half. Combo Con as well. Looking today for a multi-talented individual. Elliot, our Twitter question today, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Elliot, I didn't even realize you had a tweet this morning that was very, very similar to kind of the thought process we had today and what we're discussing. And I'm curious where you come down now that you're with us here, because 55% of the audience today in our Twitter poll say, yes, this is now a Super Bowl or bust season, but 45% don't view it that way. Elliot, 8-2, heading to the Rams on Sunday. Is this now a Super Bowl or bust season?
Yes, it is. And let me start by saying I don't normally take this path. Prior to the Super Bowl in 2022, I remember being on the phone with Angelo, right, saying,
oh, I remember this.
They didn't have to win that game. Like, it would have been amazing if they did, but, like, the future was bright. The Jalen was having his breakout year. Nick was obviously a phenomenal coach. So that wasn't a game. It wasn't a Super Bowl they had to win. But what we saw in 2023 is things don't always go out the way that you think. Yes, their window is open. They are a well-run organization. My guess is, as long as I'm lucky enough to be working with you guys here, there will not be many seasons where 10 games in, we're saying they have no shot to win the Super Bowl, because they are a well-run franchise. But the reality is, and I hate to bring the Sixers up into this with everything that's going
on. Oh, no.
But I think it's important to note, right? Like, the Sixers had multiple swings at this. They had number one seeds. They had the MVP. They were favorites in playoff series. And they blew it, right? They blew it. They didn't get it done. You only get so many swings, so many chances. The Eagles had a shot at the Super Bowl in 2022, didn't get it done. Last year, they had a chance to go back. It was obviously a disaster. If you don't win it this year, I mean, sooner or later, and Hugh, you can speak to this because you were on the early 2000s team, like, that pressure builds and builds, and it's not fun anymore, and it's not enough to go 10-2, and it's not enough to get to the second round of the playoffs. So I look at the season this year, and what's the emotional victory in not winning the Super Bowl? They've been there. They've lost it. They've been to the playoffs. They've been the one seed. They've done it all. So if they don't win it this year, I think that would be an incredibly disappointing outcome.
So I would say disappointing, but when I think bust, I think, like, it's crushing. Like, the Phillies felt like a bust. They were supposed to win the World Series last year. They're an older team. I don't know how many cracks they're going to have at being as good as they were last year. LA, you look at the Eagles, and the whole offense besides Mekhi Becton, and I think they could find another Mekhi Becton, they're back next year.
Yeah, Tyler Steen's a good player.
The defense. They have a few free agents that are going to be questionable, right? Will they pay Bond? Josh Sweat, will he come back? And Milton Williams. But for the most part, like, their young stars, Jalen Carter, the two corners, they're not going anywhere, right? They're here for years to come. It feels like they're going to have just as many good chances like this year again in the future. That's why it's not bust to me. Like, they can win the Super Bowl. I think they can win the Super Bowl. I didn't think that 6 weeks ago. But I don't feel like it's going to crush people if this team doesn't, because I think they have a runway here of 3 or 4 years.
So, but take yourself, let's fast forward. Let's say they go to Detroit and they lose the NFC Championship game. There's no shame in that. Like,
right.
Detroit's a very good team. It's hard to win in Detroit. But what's the selling point Monday morning? Like, in 2022, we could look here and say, the future is bright, Jalen's young. And I know that some of those things are still true. But there's only so many times you can justify losing by saying the future is bright. The Eagles have had a few swings at this, and they have not gotten it done. This year, the only reason not to get it done is Detroit's good. And Detroit is good, but they're not the Chiefs. They're not like a juggernaut team. The Eagles have accomplished more than the Lions. I think the Eagles have a better roster than the Lions. So if they lose to Detroit, yeah, we can sit here and go, Quinion's young, Jalen Carter's young. And that's true, but things change quickly in the NFL, like the Eagles just found out last year.
They did. And Hugh, I'm curious where you come down right now, because they did. But here's Elliot in 22. Jalen was young, you're right. Nick was just coming into his own. But they had a lot of mercenary kind of guys, right? That you knew they had to turn it over. I mean, Bradbury was not a long-term thing at his age. Mm-hmm. Even Slay was more towards the end. They've turned it over now, right? Like Carter and Quinion and Cooper. I feel like they've got the foundation now that 2 years ago I didn't know they had on both sides of the ball. Hugh, where do you come down?
I feel like to talk about your Super Bowl or bust, I feel it's that way. I understand how you understand it, Joe, but every year I think for a player, that's your mindset. Now, when you say bust, it is to a sense, but you pick up the pieces at the end of the year. But this is a year where you look around the state of the NFC, just take that, and look at all the teams that we talked about earlier that you thought were going to be good that are really kind of middling.
It feels like two teams right now.
Yes, and it feels like the NFC is middling. So if I'm a player on this squad, I'm looking like, why not us? Because we're playing well. It's a consensus right now that this Philadelphia Eagles team has not played up to their potential. Is that a fair assessment?
I don't know.
I feel like
Well, maybe
is.
The passing game. But
well, I feel,
could
I feel,
they be better than they've played the last
I
6 weeks?
I feel like there is a sentiment where they could be better. Am I wrong in that assessment?
The passing game could be better. Do you think
I'm talking about as a team,
right?
But
how much better do we think they could be?
I think because of the start. But if you would have told me they were 8-2 right. after 10 games going in.
No, but yeah. even on Sunday, when we watch the games and we look at some of the plays that are not made and things like that, you don't feel like we could be up. Put it like this, because I think y'all getting caught on the part playing better. You don't feel like in most games that we've been in thus far that we should be two point leading by at least two touchdowns at the beginning of the game.
So I think where I agree with you is you're right. They are leaving plays on the field in the passing
game. Yes.
Where they should be. I mean, last week. Yeah, it was last week, which already feels like forever ago. But they left 7 points on the field in the kicking game.
That's,
right.
So that's the point that
yeah,
I'm making.
Yeah. So they should be up more in these
and
games.
They should be. This is a word that I like to use for Joe that it gets under efficient. They should be more
that's
efficient.
He doesn't right. want to say better. He says
no,
efficient.
They should
well,
be more efficient.
Well, I feel
efficient.
Like you seem like a use of the word efficient guy over better.
Well, but it's also like the Lions right now. Off their offense is better than the Eagles.
Efficient.
Yeah, but I think
they score 8 more points a game.
But like we talk about the Lions sometimes, like they're this unbeatable juggernaut that is like such a road.
No, but they're the best team in the NFL.
The Eagles are just as good as the Lions, right? The Lions, I think you could argue, have played better. But you tell me where the Lions are significantly better than the Eagles, and I'll point to examples where the Eagles are better than the Lions.
Passing game.
I think the Eagles have better receivers. I think the Eagles' offensive line is just as good. I think the Eagles' running back position is just as good. I think the Eagles' defense is just as good. You are right. Jared Goff is a question. But get Jared Goff outside in Philadelphia.
Get him outside.
Like, you can't say that for Jalen. You feel the same about Jalen inside as you do outside. So, Goff is good, but the Lions are not, like, a full level above the Eagles.
They look like they are. They score 8 more points a game. That's an enormous amount. I mean, they're scoring 33.5 points a game.
Because they're more efficient.
Because they're... I think we just don't want to say they're better.
But the Eagles have also, for what it's worth, they were missing A.J. Brown for 3 games that they've played.
That's fair.
They were missing Lane for a game. They were missing Devontae for a game, right? Look, trust me. Me and you are on the same page, Joe. I love looking at the numbers and all that. But just look at the rosters. Like, the Eagles' roster
is
better than the Lions' roster.
That's what, Joe?
And the coaching staff's better, too.
But at some point, we have to put up – they've scored 44 different times.
That's fine.
But, like, at some point
– once you get to 30, I don't care if you get to 50. Like, I get your point, but, yes, they have blown teams out. The Eagles have not.
But that was the Eagles 2 years ago, right? The Lions remind me of the Eagles 2 years ago. They're blowing – I just think at some point, don't the Eagles have to do it before we keep saying they're as good as another team? That team does it every week.
But they've lost one fewer game.
I understand one, that. Yeah, but they
yeah, you said
lost.
Right.
But their point differential's better. They just have looked better. I mean, they've looked like I don't
well, you
think
did say it wrong.
Yeah, I don't think wrong, the yeah. Eagles can't beat them. Now, all right, let me throw this at you, and we'll go to the phone lines. 2022 Eagles, 2024. Because in your tweet this morning that I'm looking at now, you say you didn't feel this way in 2022. Do you think this team's better than 2 years ago? We obviously all know now they're better than last year's team, right? Last year's team didn't have a defense and it killed them. This year's team does. The Super Bowl team 2 years ago, this team. Is this team better? Mike Wick with us an hour ago said it is.
So I think it is, and I would say that for really one reason. I think it's Saquon. I think that's the difference between the two teams.
He's
I think,
the X factor.
I think the defense had a better pass rush in 2022, but you could argue this defense is better. Like I think it's pretty close there. Like Quinion versus Bradbury, you could debate all that. They just didn't have a Saquon in 2022. They had a good running game, but the difference is Saquon. So, yeah, I think this team is better. Now, if they played each other, I'd be curious to see just because that team was clicking at such a high
level. And
they
got off to hot starts in
games.
This one
doesn't. But I think this team is a better roster.
The interesting part on defense is how different they are, right? That team was built on the pass rush. This team is built more with the linebackers.
Yeah, it's the front
the
four
secondary.
Versus the back seven, which is a very un-Eagles way to build a team.
It is. The whole thing is like bizarro Eagles. Signing a running back, building it this way. The main difference, though, between the two teams is the passing game. The passing game was better 2 years ago.
I would agree with that. Yeah, but like, so the passing game this year, I agree it's not as good as 2022. But when they need it, they get it. Like, they convert on third down quite a bit. So you're right that I don't think this team has an ability right now to throw it 40 times and get 400 yards. But Jalen has been very good on third downs. And so I am not as worried about – I think the passing game thing is more, to Hugh's point, why aren't you up 14 and you're only up like 7. I think that's the difference in the passing game, but I don't think the passing game loses for them.
So the one concern I have, let's just play it out. They play the Lions in the title game. Let's say the game is there, right? So the weather's not really part of it. Can the Eagles come back down? Like, if the Lions jump on them 14-0, are they built to come back? Personnel-wise, right? They have AJ, they have Devontae.
Yeah.
But it feels to me like the Eagles have to win a certain way right now, and it's working, and they're doing it, and maybe they'll do it all the way to the Super Bowl. But I just wonder that. Can they come back down 2 touchdowns when you almost have to take Saquon out of the equation a little bit?
I think they can. Just because, again, I've seen Jalen be clutch in big spots. He just has been. Like, whether that's on third downs, whether it's – I mean, in the Super Bowl, obviously he had the big major mistake. But outside of that, he really stepped up in that game. I've seen Jalen win shootouts. So, look, if they were down 14, would I bet on them to come back? Probably not. But I think they have the ability to do it.
All right, let's go to the phone lines here, and then I got a hypothetical to throw at Elliot between now and the end of the season. Let's go to Ryan, who's up on WIP. Hey, Ryan. Ryan, there, buddy.
Moment's too big. Moment was too big.
The lights are shining bright. All right, Terrence in Springfield is ready to go. What's up, Terrence?
There we go, man. What's up, fellas?
Terrence, what's up, Terrence? Pal?
What's going on, man?
You, Joe, Kyle, Elliot, what's up? What's up, Iggy?
What up, man? Good to hear from you.
Hey,
I always enjoy listening to your calls.
I appreciate it, man. Man, Kyle, man, that's my guy, man. He could be a lawyer, man. Like, I was going to go with this is going to be a bust season.
Is he badgering the witnesses again?
Yeah,
Hugh, we're not there today, and Kyle's badgering all the witnesses.
But he beats them up all the time.
I would never do that.
I told Kyle, it's 50-50. It's like a double-edged sword. Because I believe it's a make or break season this year based on the super talent that we have with AJ, with Smitty, with Saquon Barkley. Like, we have a young talent for years. That's true. We have a young talent for years to come. But also, you're not guaranteed. When's the last time you went to the Super Bowl? Was it 17?
22.
Yeah, 22. 22. He won one.
Well, they only won it once. Yeah. Obviously, it doesn't happen very often.
Exactly. So I'm saying that you're not guaranteed to win the Super Bowl every year. So every year to me is a make or break season, especially we have young talent, but you're not guaranteed to make it back. Yes, we have Detroit in a way. But so there's so many teams in the league. The AFC is like they have the most juggernauts, I feel like. And Detroit, I feel like they're beatable. Jared Goff proved in the Super Bowl against New England, if you put pressure on this guy, he folds. So I feel like we could beat Detroit. I feel like this is a make or break season based on the success Sirianni has had in the regular season. At some point, you got to get it done. And you can't just rely and say, oh, we have young guys for years to come. You got injuries that happen. You have people that don't get signed the next season. You don't have the same team year by year. So based on that, this year has to be a make or break season.
And here's the thing, Terrence. Here's the thing, too, about the young talent. And to be clear, I think Quinion's going to be awesome. Like, I'm in on the young talent.
Right.
But the reality is, like, next year will be a different challenge for this young talent. They will have been in the league for a full year. There'll be tape out on them. Like,
right.
So they're all playing awesome now. They're all healthy now. They're all playing awesome now. I can't just take for granted next year they'll all be playing at this level.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the league changes. I mean, that is fair. I mean, a guy like Sauce Gardner, right? He looked like the way we talk about Quinion right now. That was, what, 2 or 3 years ago with Sauce, and now he's not playing well up in New York. All right, Terrence, what do you got for us for multi-talented individual?
Man, I got a big one. I'm surprised nobody said this yet. I got a 7-foot one. This guy, Shaquille O'Neal, he's a basketball player. Mm. He's an actor. He's a rapper. He's a DJ. And I think he breakdances too. And not only that, he's a businessman. That's a huge one. Like, Shaquille O'Neal is multi-talented at what he does.
That's a very good one.
That is a very good
what's
one.
What's his name as the rapper? Diesel?
Shaq Diesel.
Is Shaq Diesel? Wasn't he here last year?
He was at a concert, and my trainer. When you trained Shaq, he was gatekeeping. You didn't want
him. What do you mean? You couldn't get tickets? You
know, yeah. You know, no, just trying to get him on the show.
Oh, we trying to get him on the show. That's right.
I was actually at a Super Bowl party with Shaq, and he walked right by me. I was like, oh, Shaq, what's up? And I don't think he heard me because he was so high up.
He was tall.
Yeah, just kept him moving.
Talking to his waist.
You sound so little when you said that.
I felt very little when it happened.
Like, I heard it as little.
Shaq's a nice guy. I don't think he heard me.
Shaq's a really cool dude,
he
man. He's a really cool dude.
Do you think regular-sized people like us have to yell at Shaq to get his attention? Yell up?
So I tried to compliment his shoes as like an icebreaker, and maybe he just kept it moving.
So, all right, deep down, do you think Shaq heard you and ignored you? Or do you think he didn't hear you?
I think he probably didn't hear me. It was loud.
No, it was
a house party.
I've been around him a few times. He speaks to everybody.
All right, let me throw a hypothetical at you, Ellie, because we're discussing this Lions thing and the Eagles kind of comparison to them. If you can have one of these two things before we get to the playoffs, like Eagles and Lions, let's say they're on a collision course, and you could have either the game is here, so you get the Lions out of the dome, Goff outside, or the Eagles passing game clicks to the level we think it's supposed to. Which one would you rather have?
That's a good one. So I think the Eagles in this instance win either game. So it's just reality, which I would have more faith in. I would say here, because again, I do think the Eagles passing game is still capable of making big plays. Like we see it, like down the field, they make big plays. You know, on third down, I think they make big plays. They've converted third and 16s. They've converted, you know, third and longs. Like, so I think it's a great question, and I think if the Eagles' passing game is clicking, they could win in Detroit. But having been to Detroit a few times for games, it's a very hard place to play. So I would probably go with here.
I would go with here, too. Hugh, here or there?
Oh, here.
There with a better passing
here.
Game.
Here.
I just think getting Goff outside the dome.
Yeah, get him outside.
Do you think, would you pick him to win here?
Yes.
So then I'm just curious how that jives with it. Not Super Bowl or bust.
Because right now they don't have home field, right? Like, so right now we're trending towards them being an underdog.
So if they were the one seed, you'd feel differently.
Yeah, that would mean a couple things. One, that means
Detroit's falling off a little.
And the Eagles have to keep this up. Because you look at it, in order to get the number one seed, it's probably going to take 14-3. I mean, I'd be surprised if it was 13-4.
I agree, I think the Eagles can lose one more game.
One more game. And based on some of the tiebreakers, it's probably not this week against the Rams because the Lions already beat the Rams. Like, it probably is the Ravens game. Ravens or Steelers is probably the only game left that we could lose if we're going to get the number one seed. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to Black Gritty, who's up on WIP. Hey, Black Gritty.
He's about to die. You get on that button. So mark the words today. Today's going to be one of those days where I agree with flip-flops, okay?
Oh, look at that.
Wow.
I must have gotten something right eventually. Yeah.
Two times a day, whatever, clock broke, whatever. Shanahan. Everybody was on Shanahan. Oh, he's the greatest coach in the world. Look at the 49ers. Getting back to NFC Championships, getting the Super Bowls, and they're the front runners for the next season. Bro, it's do or die. It's Super Bowl or bust. I don't want to hear nothing about next year. I'm in the middle of right now. Ain't no tomorrow. A meteor could come down. Saquon get on a spaceship. And I don't know what's going on. All of our high-end talent is secured and paid very well. But if we lose one of these chess pieces, we are going to be in a huge problem because we can afford to replace them. So right now, all I got is Super Bowl or bust. That's all I got. And I tell you what, I saw Jared Goff go out there to Green Bay and outplay them in a rain, sleet, snowstorm thingy. 100 mile an hour win. So I don't care where we play them. You got to go toe to toe, blow for blow. We got to get this George W. And we need to start punking people, Hugh. Just like you talk about. More efficiency, more gangster leasy, more whatever kind of fucking words you use, you be messing up all the time. But we need to be better so that we can go out there and have that confidence against them. And you're right. We can only lose one more game. But flip flops, you are absolutely correct. It is Super Bowl or bust.
Cut that audio. I need that quote right there. Yeah.
Hey, look, Merry Christmas. Oh, yeah, two guys that don't like Christmas on the same show.
Never that.
Embarrassing for you guys. You
Who
and
doesn't
Joe
like Christmas?
Christmas?
I love Christmas.
The two people that love Christmas the most are probably on
Come
this
on,
show.
Come on. Just because Hugh's a Grinch doesn't mean we don't like Christmas.
I enjoy Christmas to a certain extent.
Oh, come on.
I like it all. Santa Claus. You were saying y'all out here grumping and just messing up everybody's good time.
Yeah, but he complained.
I'm
always
complaining. Y'all don't like Christmas.
We
That's
like
my
Christmas.
Question.
All right, Black, what do you got for us? Multi-talented individual.
The guy that knows all the sports, Bo knows. Bo Jackson.
Bo Jackson.
Car, sports, basketball, baseball, everything. He's mad at that.
I'll tell you what.
Good stuff, Black Gritty. We appreciate it. Bo Jackson's a big one.
I mean, it is. I like Bo Jackson.
Bo Jackson's like when you think sports multi-talented, he's the first one you
Bo
think.
Bo was that dude, man.
Well, can Bo luck into a home run, score a goal in basketball, and can he do all that? Score a touchdown?
I think Bo could have if you gave him a chance.
Bo was saying,
Bo would have had a better chance
than
you.
Has anyone said me yet?
No.
Okay.
Fair. Kyle, are there any?
I caught that.
Any Elliott's on the board here that we're getting to this segment? Any
Elliott's in?
Okay. Just make it
there. We go.
215-592-9494. We're live today. Chickies of Pizza, South Philly, for Birds of the Half, benefiting the Travis Manion Foundation. A portion of the proceeds of all crab fries sold today will be donated to the Travis Manion Foundation. Are your phone calls coming up? Multi-talented individuals for ComboCon. We'll let you hear one of our multi-talented individuals, all their highlights coming up on the other side. Elliott hangs out for the segment. All right, we've talked about a potential Eagles-Lions matchup where we had an expert give us a hypothetical spread in an Eagles-Lions game. If the game was played this weekend, who would be favored if the game was here? Who would be favored if the game was in Detroit? We'll hit you with that next. Your calls. It is Birds of the Bye. Elliott on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.